Should we ban the box? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Terry Ann Craigie, assistant professor of economics at Connecticut College, explores whether taking the criminal conviction question off job applications can help ex-offenders get back on their feet sooner.
The rise in the U.S. correctional population since the mid-1970s has been nothing short of astounding. Incarceration rates have grown by more than 500%, and as many as one in three Americans hold some form of criminal record. It is therefore no surprise that the call for reforms to mitigate collateral consequences has become louder in recent years. The most visible of these reforms is Ban the Box, which promotes the deferment of conviction inquiries and criminal background checks until later in the hiring process, allowing job candidates to highlight their qualifications first before criminal history is revealed. As of April 2017, there are 26 states, D.C., and over 150 municipalities that have adopted Ban the Box policies. But despite this prevalence, we know very little about their effectiveness in improving the employment of the justice involved on a national scale. My national study finds that for formerly convicted individuals age 25 and older, Ban the Box policies increase the odds of public sector employment by nearly 40% overall and by up to 67% for states and municipalities that have fully implemented the policies. These results underscore that Ban the Box is doing a great deal to improve the public sector employment of the justice involved. Now, critics of Ban the Box suggest that employers may systematically weed out minority males because they are disproportionately more likely to have a conviction. This study, however, finds no evidence of this discriminatory behavior in the public sector context, evoking true optimism about the positive potential of criminal justice reform.
That was Terry Ann Craigie from Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.